Tamo heaved a sigh as he took his belt from the fallen ferret.
Another jolly old lesson learned, I suppose.
Russa patted his back heartily.
You jolly well suppose right, me old pal.
While the two ferrets sat on the bank, recovering from their drubbing, Russa paced around them. She glanced across at Tamo, who was carrying the haversack out of the shrubbery where she had left it.
What do you think we should do with these vermin, Tam? Kill them or let them go?
The young hare was shocked at the suggestion of cold-blooded slaying.
Russa Nudry!
He cried, his voice almost shrill with outrage.
You can't just kill them. You wouldn't.
The squirrel's face was impassive.
Do you know why I'm alive today? 'Cause my enemies are all dead. Make no mistake about it, Tam. These two scum would have slain you just for fun if I hadn't been here.
The ferrets began to wail imploringly.
No, no, we was just sporting with you, young sir.
We ain't killers. We're poor beasts falling on hard times.
Russa curled her lips scornfully.
Aye, and I'm a blue bird with a frog for an uncle.
Tamo placed himself between Russa and the ferrets.
You're not going to slay them. I'll stop you, Russa.
The squirrel sat down and, unfastening the haversack, began selecting a few of Mem Davinia's pancakes.
No need to fall out over a pair of no-goods like them. Please yourself, mate. Do what you like with them.
Tamo flung Skulker and Grommel's weapons into the water. Then he drew his dirk and pointed at the cringing duo.
Get up and get going, you chaps. I never want to see your ugly faces again. Quick now, or I'll let Russa loose on you.
Without a backward glance, the pair sped off as if pursued by a flight of eagles. Tamo put up his dirk.
There, that's settled.
Russa filled the beaker with water from the stream.
So you say, me old mate.
What do you mean, so I say?
Ah, you'll learn one day. I thought you were starving. Come and get some of these victuals down your face.
They dined on pancakes spread with honey, beakers of stream water, and a wedge of cold turnip and carrot pie apiece. The sun was unusually hot for early spring, and Tamo felt rather giddy after their adventure. Finding a soft, shady spot beneath the hedgerow, he was asleep in a trice. Russa sat with her back against a dogwood trunk and napped with one eye open.
This ends Disc 1.